Come to where the flavor is.
You know where it is.
No, I don't think so.
A distinctive new sound had to be found.
This gosh, that tire makes me question everything I know and believe.
Bringing to you the latest and greatest
rubbish that could be reconstituted and repurposed as jokes, but it could be a little confusing.
I think you're going to really enjoy the experience.
Okay, boys, hit it.
Jesus, what's happening around here?
He's dead.
We both realized that public interest in my broadcast was no tribute to me.
Oh, come on, fellas. It's my last request.
I would like to take you from behind.
And then we both were put to death with the sword.
Well, that's wonderful.
Now, here's where the plot starts.
I want to take this time to introduce
Johnny Mathis.
Stark naked.
Now, you know that little boys like our Johnny have a penis.
It stretches for 725 miles. And it's called
a super weapon.
What a monster!
A huge, misshapen, towering thing.
It was as long as this one 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
There was an incident where police had shot
Johnny Mathis
in the back and then went and planted
miniature trees.
Well, what do you think?
QAnon will have something to say about it.
And what will it be?
Dan Rather
was too disgusted to even respond.
But he said,
my nipple's ruined.
That's Dan Rather, weeknights on this evening news.
Well, I'll be. There it is, right there on ABC 7.
What could have driven a young man to such violence?
He killed his entire family with an axe.
How the whole family loved it.
This is all very gratifying. Thank you.
On the outside, they looked like a happy family. But the real story was different.
And it could have been an everyday story if it weren't for
Johnny Mathis.
Because he forced her to have sex.
With my mom, my brother, and close friends joining in.
All right.
Anyway, let's talk about things that are positive here.
Note the many things that you should not do because they can be damaging to a healthy attitude.
Awful things like roast snake and
groping this woman's boobies.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge.
Grab her tit.
Will you stop doing that?
Doing this will help in preventing unnecessary injury.
But it may also
kill a lively party.
But what I want to show you is these bulls here
are two glands called the testicles,
and they never ruin their fun.
I show them just where my knee will go.
Right up in your motherfucking ass.
Yeah. It even feels good.
I think he enjoyed it.
This will stretch your groin and ankle.
At the same time, you gotta keep
your one hand
and her elbow out of harm's way.
You will then be very careful to thrust your knee up and through your own wrist.
There's no need for it.
So he locked her up in a prison wagon.
Hello, I'm Natalie Wood.
Just then a clown
threw her butt right in jail.
It's the punishment that they deserve.
Here's a common safety precaution.
Dance around in a circle and sing these words.
And they want a great big huge knife.
Please pick up a pencil and write down.
There's no difference between good and evil.
And in the evening, he would write on the walls.
Sometimes in his own blood.
And don't forget to make an ugly face to enhance it.
If you really like it, say,
who's blood?
You gotta hide that word in your heart so that you know how to use it.
We have full instructions on how to use it, and it's not difficult to use.
Let me ask you a question. Now, do you think I overuse the word
who's blood?
Doctors have a special name for it. They call it
touching the so-called blood standard.
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
A prostitute.
That is correct.
Here, a line instructor shows the correct way to draw the weapon.
If you have followed instructions correctly,
you will eat anything.
Babies and young children, anything.
But how does it affect Jeff
Bezos?
He always has something wonderful to eat.
I just sat there eating
new Free Spirit smoothing panties from Playtex.
Jeff's losing control of himself.
Meaning that for breakfast alone, Bezos was eating over 1,300
Free Spirit smoothing panties.
And that was just one meal.
After breakfast,
I shall bathe in
hot monkey urine.
Did you have a nice hot bath?
Yes, I did.
So after a cleansing, relaxing bath,
in monkey urine,
now it's time for
rusty anvil on your head.
Now a few words about care and maintenance of your unit.
Hold it with your two thumbs.
Apply vital protectant such as Armorall.
Roll it onto the penis.
And now you're ready to put on the paddle.
You gotta yank on the paddle real hard.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Because I'm a man who...
as soft as bed sheets.
No matter how hard you try to be.
You'll find it's easier to keep...
sloppy.
Once to get down, it's hard to get up again.
Well, thank you. Very poignant observation there. We've got time for one more call.
Shut the fuck up!
You may not do this recording again.
But most Americans prefer...
don't come back again.
Now get out of here.